Hey everyone, you're listening to Topping the Curve, and this is your host, Sephora Gray. Hi everyone, welcome to Topping the Curve. This is your host, Sephora Gray, and welcome to the introduction episode of the podcast. In this episode, what I will be talking about is essentially a little bit about me. I'll also give you guys information on why I created the podcast and what I hope that you'll be able to get out of the podcast, and also give you a preview of what you can expect to hear from future episodes. And so with that being said, I'll kind of jump right in. Again, my name is Sephora Gray. I was born and raised in Rockville, Maryland before moving to Florida with my parents after I graduated high school. I graduated from the University of Florida, go Gators. And then I worked for approximately 8 months at a financial investment firm before starting law school. I currently attend Georgetown University Law Center. I am a 2L, so that is a second year law student. And at school, I am involved in journal. So I am currently the editor-in-chief of the American Criminal Law Review. Again, that's a scholarly journal, ACLR for short. I am also on Barrister's Council, the Child Advocacy Division, as the Child Advocacy Assistant Director. I am involved in BALSA, that's the Black Law Students Association, as a mentor. And I am also involved in RISE. RISE is essentially a pre-orientation program that happens before law school starts. And essentially it's for minority, but also other underrepresented groups to kind of help them adjust or be prepared for law school. And I found that program to be really helpful. So through RISE, I'm a mentor and teaching fellow. Currently, I am set to do a summer internship at a firm called Williams & Connolly here in DC. And so that's a little bit about me. I will now kind of jump into why I created the podcast and what I hope you'll be able to get out of the podcast. I've been thrive as a minority in law school. And while I am targeting this podcast to minorities, that is by no means exclusive to minorities, and all of the information and advice given in the podcast will apply to everyone and help everyone to succeed and thrive in law school. But the reason I'm specifically aiming it towards minorities is because, one, we are underrepresented in the legal field and in the industry in general. And a decent amount of minorities just don't have lawyers in their family. And so they don't have access to the information that they need to succeed, or information that will help them succeed and reach their goals. And so the aim of this podcast is to provide those minorities with that information so that they aren't in the dark, because you don't realize that in the legal field, it's especially, one, elitist, but two, competitive, three, it's prestige laden, and there's just a lot of information and you don't know what you don't know. So in order to get ahead, or at least, you know, stay on track or be able to stay in line with your goals or make it easier to reach your goals, you need someone to give you this information. And so that is the aim and goal of this podcast, whether it be getting into your dream school, navigating your 1L year, choosing extracurriculars, getting good grades, just everything in between.
Topping the Curve
discusses it all. A large part of the reason why I think this is so important is because when I was applying to law school, I guess 3 years ago now, the application process was kind of a blur to me. I mean, I didn't know, outside of my generic Googling and occasionally going on Reddit, I didn't know what type of LSAT score I needed. I didn't know what school I should go to. I didn't know what factors to consider. So I personally created a spreadsheet where I laid out all the factors that were most important to me and kind of went off that, but there was a lot of information that I didn't realize I needed to know in order to reach the goals that I wanted to achieve. And so there was a lot of information, one, about, oh, if you want big law, you should do XYZ, or, hey, if you want to go into government, do XYZ. And people would say, well, if you don't want big law, don't take on a lot of debt. Go to the school that you get the most money from. Or they'll say, well, if you want big law, you need to go to a top law school because that's the only way you're going to get big law. And, you know, to an extent, there's no end all be all. And there's no, you have to do this, you must do this in order to get a certain outcome. There's none of that in law school. And a lot of the information and advice that's given on Google or on Reddit is framed that way. And it's it's not true. And so there are multiple pathways to one career, and there's multiple pathways to different careers. You just have to best position yourself to achieve those. And I didn't realize this when I was applying to law school. And so one of the episodes that you'll see, that you'll hear about, is the application process and factors that you should be considering in order to help you best reach your goals. And so for me, when I was going through the process, I was thinking, do I go to a T14? Do I go to a tier one school? Do I go to a tier two school? Do I take into account my loan debt, how much money the school is giving me? Does it matter that I'm an underrepresented minority? What matters and what doesn't? And does it matter how many students this law school places into legal careers after graduation? Spoiler, yes, it does. But just all of this information that you don't know to look at that you should be paying attention to. Then even after the application process, so once I went through it all, got my acceptances, you know, got a few rejections as well, I started school. And 1L year, it's also kind of, it's a blur if you don't have the information that you need to know. Now, I personally sought out that information. So there was a lot of people who I personally reached out to and asked for advice, asked for help, because, you know, they'd been through it all. And that's the reason why I'm now able to do this podcast, because of those people who helped me. And you'll get to hear from a lot of those people in this podcast, because I will have them as guests, and they will get to relay their, you know, great advice and knowledge to you guys. But it's just your 1L year, it's, people say it's your most important year. And to an extent, it's true. But again, it's not the end all be all. Your 1L year, you're going to be wondering, okay, how do I get good grades? Do cold calls matter? Should I be briefing? Should I brief every single case? Should I book brief? Should I write everything down? How do I manage my time taking 4 or 5 doctrinals while also staying sane and studying and, you know, maintaining a social life? And then how do I get a summer job? If I want to get a big law job, is it possible as a 1L? What about getting a big Fed job, which is just, you know, like big federal positions typically considered to be like Department of Justice, SEC. What do I need to do in order to achieve those goals, and how do I get there? All of this information, it's not just readily available to you. People have to tell it to you. And I was lucky enough to have those people in my corner. I reached out to them. They were happy to talk. So I want to be that person for you guys. You can learn all that information. I'm opening up my doors, opening up my arms. You guys can send me emails. You can message me on Instagram. Send me all of your questions. And, you know, I hope to be able to answer all of them through my podcast and just talking with you guys. So even now that I'm a 2L and I am in that mentorship position that my peers were in last year when I was a 1L, I still find that there are things that I don't know about and aspects that I'm concerned about. So now for me, it's more looking towards clerkships. It's looking towards my job after graduation. It's talking with attorneys, networking, different things along those lines. And so while I'm also teaching you guys, I'm also learning myself. So it's going to be a mutually beneficial podcast. And I really do hope that you guys can get a lot from it. I know I'm very excited to get started, and I hope you guys are excited to listen. I guess I'll just talk a little bit more about how the podcast will go. So for the most part, I will be having guests each episode. You'll hear from different law students or lawyers on a specific area of the law, or on a specific area as it pertains to law school, getting through law school, surviving and thriving. And occasionally you'll hear advice on more general aspects of law school. So you'll get to hear about grades, you'll get to hear about moot court, you'll get to hear about journal, you'll get to hear about the application process into law school, you'll get to hear about getting a summer job, you'll hear about resume building, externships, working for a judge, whether you should go straight through or whether you should work before law school. You'll hear about prepping for interviews. You'll hear about writing personal statements and cover letters. You'll hear about imposter syndrome. So there's a ton of topics that you'll get to hear from this podcast. And I genuinely hope that you guys will enjoy it as much as I will. If you guys want to stay in touch with me, you can always reach me on my Instagram. It's Foraboara, P-H-O-R-A-A-B-O-R-A-A. Actually, all of my social media is Foraboara, and I'll be happy to interact with you guys there. So yeah, see you on my next episode.